Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today we're diving into something truly powerful, forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness? That sounds super hippy-dippy. But trust me on this one, folks. This isn't about condoning bad behavior or becoming a pushover. It's about liberating yourself from the chains of anger, resentment, and bitterness that are slowly poisoning your well-being. Ever felt like you were carrying around this heavy backpack filled with grudges? You know that feeling when someone hurts you, and instead of letting it go, you hold on to it, replaying the moment in your head over and over? That's a burden, my friends, and it's weighing you down. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about choosing to release the emotional weight of those past hurts so you can move forward with clarity and peace. So, how do we actually practice forgiveness? Here are 5 key takeaways that have really helped me on this journey. First off, understand that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about excusing or condoning the other person's actions. It's about releasing the negative energy that's holding you captive. Think of it like this. Anger and resentment are like toxic waste in your emotional system. Forgiveness is like hitting the reset button, clearing out the clutter and making space for healing and growth. Secondly, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress or ignore the hurt, anger, or betrayal you're experiencing. Feel those emotions fully, without judgment. Sometimes, just allowing yourself to feel what you're feeling can be a powerful step towards letting go. Thirdly, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective, even if it's difficult. Remember that everyone has their own story, their own struggles, and their own reasons for acting the way they do. It doesn't excuse their behavior, but understanding their motivations can help you cultivate compassion and let go of bitterness. Fourthly, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. Be patient with yourself. It takes time to heal from hurt. There will be days when you feel like you're making progress, and there will be days when the anger and resentment resurface. Just keep practicing. Keep showing up for yourself. And know that each step forward is a victory. Finally, focus on the benefits of forgiveness. When you let go of grudges, you free yourself from emotional pain and negativity. You create space for love, compassion, and joy to enter your life. It's like lifting a heavy weight off your shoulders. Suddenly, you feel lighter, freer, and more capable of experiencing the fullness of life. Let me tell you a story that really brought this home for me. I had this friend, let's call him Mark, who always seemed to be bailing on plans at the last minute. It was frustrating to say the least. I held on to resentment for months, replaying those canceled hangouts in my head like a broken record. It wasn't until I took a step back and realized how much this anger was affecting me that I decided to practice forgiveness. It wasn't easy. But as I worked through my feelings, I realized Mark had been going through some tough stuff, family issues, work stress, you name it. Once I understood his situation better, the resentment started to dissipate. I didn't condone his behavior, but I chose to let go of the hurt and anger so that I could focus on building healthier relationships with people who were more present and supportive. So, my friends, remember this. Forgiveness is a powerful tool. It's not about forgetting or excusing wrongdoing. It's about choosing to release the emotional baggage that's holding you back from living your best life. Take that first step today. Breathe deeply, acknowledge your feelings, and start letting go of those grudges one by one. You deserve peace, joy, and freedom. And trust me, when you choose forgiveness, you'll be amazed at how much lighter you feel. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. And let me know your thoughts on social media. What are your experiences with forgiveness? What challenges have you faced? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep chasing that dopamine high, but remember, true happiness comes from letting go of what no longer serves you. See you soon.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.